Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's May 15, 2023. I'm Benjamin, of course. And tonight we're doing New Earth Support Team. And I want to thank everyone who's here live on the call right now. Welcome to Anjali, Angela, two different people with similar sounding names, Bree, Brian, Carrie, Cass and Jim, Eric, Fran, Jan, Marie, Mystical Marcy, Rose, I don't recognize you, welcome, Stephanie, and how do I pronounce that name? Lakin, I believe, and let me know if I got that wrong. I'm trying to remember how you told me to pronounce that. Marie wants to know how Spirit Song is doing. Better the last couple of days. Her meds are reducing her pain level, but still sleepy and still working with managing everything. So not in crisis anymore, but needing a lot of sleep and still very grateful for any prayer support you're willing to give her. Thank you so much for asking, Marie. All right, so since we have at least one person or two who are fairly new, I'm going to go ahead and give a fairly thorough explanation as we go through. So New Earth Support Team is where ultimately we get to where we're asking to be a service to the great global awakening happening on Earth, and we relax and just let the beautiful divine beings make use of us. We just chill and they move energy through us. But on the way there, we're going to, of course, I'll do my usual setup on the front end, call the directions, call in our beautiful divine allies, set a safe container, then I'll lead you through embodied awakening, and then we'll go ahead and do the New Earth Support Team process. And I'll give you details on everything as we go. This takes usually about an hour. As always, my request is that you give us your undivided attention so that you're fully present with what we're doing, even if you're on the recording, because through the magic of the Akashic Records, you're just as present with us energetically, even if you're on the recording. So I checked my phone. I leave this buzzing in case Spirit Song needs me. So given what's happening, I want to be on alert for her. All right, so that should be sufficient initial explanation. If you do need to leave early before I have closed the sacred container, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out and you can ease out without disrupting anything. All right. And my yawn is not so much about fatigue, it's about energy movement. All righty, so let's get rolling. I invite you to close your eyes and take a moment just to become aware of the way that your physical body feels. And if you have any awareness of the energy body in or around you, notice that too, and just kind of catch the vibe of that. And we're not getting analytical, we're just making a sense impression. And then feel physical and energetic together if you can. Again, just getting the baseline, noting it, so that later when we've done some work, you'll be able to compare back and notice, yep, something has or has not changed. Okay, so I'm going to have you remain really passive while I do the calling of the directions and the calling in of the... Okay, so Rose says that she is not a member. Yeah, you can be a guest here tonight, Rose. I wonder how you even got the email, though, because that email was only supposed to go to members, but we'll figure that out later. But thanks for being straightforward and letting us know, Rose. All right, so please remain passive and just feel energy moving as I do this setup work, if you can feel it. If you can't feel the energy moving, then just feel your breath come and go passively. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocham Inti Kuichi Feels good already. For myself, I call my own embodied awakening Christ consciousness, unconditional love, and higher dimensional awareness. Maximum amount that serves highest good, please. Thank you. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Amma, the hugging saint. I'll hasten to add here, all the beings I'm calling are of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, owl, eagle, condor, hummingbird, bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Alrighty. That's a good container. Anyone who wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to call those now. Thank you. Okay, so now we're ready to do our embodied awakening invocation. This is where we call our higher self to merge with our human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. It's perfectly safe. If you don't like it, you can just basically think your ego back into control and the higher self will step right back out. But it feels really good and lots of benefits. So if you'd like to try this, then speaking to your higher self, say the following: maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Relax and become completely passive. Just let the energy come to you. It's kind of like you're a sponge and the incoming energy is water soaking in. Just let it come to you, fully passive. If you get distracted, as soon as you notice that, just gently return attention to feeling the incoming energy. If you cannot feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Not controlling anything. It's also optimal to use the minimum effort needed to feel what's happening. So let's play with that for a minute. I invite you to just for a moment drop to no effort at all, not even trying to feel anything, just zero out. If at zero, you still have some awareness of energy or breath without even trying, then zero is enough. If you've lost it, then add back barely enough effort to feel energy or breath. So I'm feeling a lot of us going into embodied awakening already. You can be assured you're in the state when you can say yes to the following question. The question is all the following true right now? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Again, that's no mental challenge, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. That's what happens when your higher self merges with you. So those of you in embodied awakening, just relax and enjoy that. Just hold space. Everyone else, stay passive and let your tank be filled as much as serves highest good. Your higher self is keeping a close eye on you, and it's only going to give you as much of this awakening energy as you can currently accommodate. Overwhelm is not allowed through any of our invocation processes. Okay, the field is feeling pretty nice. So we're ready for the allies to make use of us. Even if you didn't get all the way to embodied awakening, don't worry about it. Any movement in that direction is welcome. And no matter how awakened you get using this, chances are very good that there's even deeper awakenings awaiting you when you're ready. Beloved divine allies, we come to serve. Please make use of us in a way that serves highest good of all, including us. So, allies, if you're taking people into levels of bliss and awakening, make sure it's just the right amount and not an overwhelming amount. If you are putting heavy energy through folks for transmutation or clearing, please make sure it's not too much, but just the right amount for that person's capacity. Thank you so much. All right, they're rocking it. So your job now, as a human participant, whether you're live or on the recording, is to stay completely passive. Because the allies are going to move things on their own initiative. Your human body is going to be made use of by them. And you are acting as a surrogate for many other people on Earth. So if you're feeling some heavy or challenging energy being processed through your body, this is happening to help a lot of other folks clear stuff they cannot yet clear for themselves. If you're feeling yourself moving into bliss or ecstasy, then you are making that movement into higher consciousness available for other people, sort of clearing the path for them. But again, you at the ego level are doing nothing. You are completely passive and letting the beautiful divine allies take care of everything. That's pretty much how we do it in Awakening Plus. We invoke the desired outcome, and then for the most part, we just relax and our beautiful divine helpers do it for us. Which is, in my experience, much more quick and efficient than an ego trying to bullet its way through on its own. So relax and just let things happen. I invite you to have no preference in any given moment, whether an experience is challenging or blissful. Just let it be what it is. If it is challenging, then heavy things are clearing to enable you to move to a deeper awakening. So it's all good, whether it feels challenging or flowing in the moment. Just be with what's happening. If challenging energy is in the mix, just very gently feel it. Be completely present with it, using the least effort needed to hold full awareness of it. Other than that, let the allies clear it for you. Witness for yourself how good they are at that. So I'm feeling heavy energy coming at my feet. And my experience when I lead a call like this is going to mirror the experience of most participants. However, if your experience is different than what I'm describing, let your experience be what it is. Do not try to shift what's happening to match my description, please. Just be with what's happening for you. Lots of people get custom experiences here and there. There now may be periods of silence. If the allies ask me to play a particular song, I will do that. Sometimes I am called to play music and sometimes I'm not. So I invite you not to have a preference around that. Famous spiritual master once said, "The way is not difficult for those who have no preferences." If your body wants to shake or tremble or vibrate like mine is right now, I invite you to allow that. If at some point you want to cry or make sound, please do that if you can. If your body wants to move, if you want to get up and stomp your feet or flail your arms or move energy in some way, I invite you to do that too. Just don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but do, I encourage you to follow the urgings of your body if it wants to release or move energy in a certain way. You are muted, so no one on this call is hearing you. If your camera's off, no one can see you either. Okay, I'm now feeling the energy kind of holding at a certain intensity level. So some of us at least are getting a good, strong shake up of heavy energy in their bodies. And I'm feeling some release out the feet. The heavy energy tends to leave out the hands and the feet for the most part. It can go other ways too. Sometimes it just transmutes to love and light right where it is. Just let it do its thing. Your higher self is calling the shots on that. Yeah, feeling a lot of heavy energy clearing. Remember to stay completely passive. Let the allies make use of you. If you are being given challenging energies, then trust that by the time we're done, you will have gotten a bounteous reward for your service. Yeah, I'm feeling some very strong tingling throughout my body. Lots of heavy energy getting shaken up. Thank you, allies. Whatever's happening in your body is also helping a lot of other people as well. Yeah, some strong and wonderful energy in the mix now. We're starting to get some euphoria energy in the mix. I'm feeling both heavy energy moving and bliss all at the same time. Yeah, feeling a lot of energy moving. Y'all are doing a fabulous job of relaxing and allowing things to move. That's why the whole field is as strong as it is. Remember, each and every one of us makes such a big difference, whether we're live or on the recording. Thank you so much for holding your undivided attention on what we're doing here. That does not mean you never get distracted for a moment. It just means you're not doing anything else along with this at the same time. Yeah, lots of heavy energy moving through. Strong, deep, sweet energy. See if now you are feeling more like a being of energy than a being of solid matter. That simply indicates that you've had a strong increase in your awareness of the part of you that is a being of energy. Always has been, always will be. The only question is whether or not you're aware of it. Continue staying really, really passive. Staying fully open to your experience, whether it's blissful or challenging or both. If there's challenging energy moving through you, then the allies are only putting as much through as you can have capacity for. They will take care of transmuting or clearing it. So you just stay relaxed and let them take care of whatever they bring in. Feel yourself rising to new levels of consciousness and to deeper levels of ecstasy or bliss. Just do your best to relax and allow yourself to experience that. New levels can feel a little weird or uncomfortable at first, like anything you don't recall experiencing. Just try to stay relaxed and open and allow yourself to move into these new higher dimensions as they open to you. Yeah, some of us are in a pretty deep awakened state. Just let it be what it is. Don't get attached to this particular experience because the allies may want to take you even deeper. The next awakening is always beyond imagination, but you recognize it when you actually get there. I'm feeling heavy now. I think they're bringing some heavier energy through our field. So if you're noticing that, just relax and be with it. Yeah, this feels very much like heavy energy from the collective. And you may, if you're not getting any, it's because they feel like that wouldn't serve your highest good. Some of us are getting it. And we're just going to relax and let them move it through. They're calling for a little song. This is an ayahuasca ceremony song, should help us out. Lay 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 lay. Chirik 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 sanango 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 lay 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 lay. Chirik 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 sanango 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 lay 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 lay. Chirik 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 sanango 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 lay 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 lay. Chirik 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 sanango 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 lay 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 lay. Chirik 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 sanango 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 lay 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 lay. Chirik 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 sanango 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 lay 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 lay. Chirik 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 sanango 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 lay 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 lay. Chirik 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 sanango 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 lay 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 lay. Chirik 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 sanango 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 lay 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 lay. Chirik 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 sanango 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 lay 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 lay. They're really moving the heavy energy through now. Just stay really relaxed and really passive. Just let the energy pass through. Yeah, it's feeling pretty heavy. Again, stay conscious, stay present. Don't do anything about it. Give our allies a chance to flush it all through. Yeah, it feels like we're through the thickest part of that. Yeah, I feel like we're starting to become a little more aware of our physical bodies again. Feels like we're probably moving toward closure. So, if you've been out of your body, the allies are easing you in. And they're bringing back as much of this higher vibration energy as they can fit in your body for highest good. Only what you're currently ready for. There's always more waiting beyond whatever level you're at. So see if you have full awareness of your physical body. And as you may recall, right at the start of our event, I had you see how the body and the energy body felt back then. See if you can notice any difference now. Yeah, just feel yourself in your body and your current level of consciousness and energetic awareness. And I'm going to call the directions. And well, actually, first, we're going to spread the wealth a little bit. Allies, we are so grateful that we've been able to serve planet Earth and its beings, help the Earth move toward a higher vibration. Now we ask that the good medicine we have created go beyond Earth into all beings everywhere who will be served by it. Please distribute it now. So the allies are now sending this beautiful energy out everywhere. There's beings who can benefit from it. We humans don't have to do a thing, just relax. And if you're sensitive, you might feel the energies radiating out. We actually end up with more energy by doing this, because when you bless others for highest good, you get a little extra for yourself. It doesn't deprive your recipients of anything, but the universe has plenty. So they like to reward you for service of that kind. So we'll let it run a bit longer. All right, that's good. Thank you, allies. So now I'm going to call the directions and close the container. And then we'll open it up for feedback or questions. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Quichi, oh, that feels so good. Allies, thank you so much. So grateful. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. We do ask that you stay with everyone for as long as it serves that person's highest good. Thank you. Allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? Phew. Okay, that's the official closing of the container. So now we're open to questions or feedback. Let me allow unmuting. And if you got to go, you're welcome to go. So anyone is welcome to unmute themselves and speak. Looks like everybody's on Zoom, so just hit that little mic slash if you want to talk, or you can type in the chat if you prefer. But always eager for feedback. Anjali says, thank you. Nice to calm some busy mind tonight. James says, thank you, Benjamin. Thank you both. Yeah, I'm feeling a pretty strong hit of energy from that. A long one from Jeannie says, strong energies and deep healing. Saw them working on someone, did not recognize the person at first, but then I realized it was spirit song. She had healing of a past life issue. Yay. I then asked if all could have a past life healing, and they said yes. Benjamin, read only if you think spirit song would be okay with you doing that. Oops, should have put that at the front. No, she'd be fine to hear that. I'm so glad that they gave her some healing. Funny, putting the disclaimer at the end. She said, I sent it to you only. You know, I'm not even paying attention to direct. I'll have to pay attention to that in the future. Thanks, Jeannie. Yeah, I'll try to be more attentive if it's a direct message or a free-for-all message. Bree says, feeling good. Thank you, Benjamin. Jeannie says, now I know you can't tell that. Well, I can. I just wasn't paying attention to the little red direct message thing. There's always room for improvement. So Rose says, thank you for allowing me to participate today. Feel grounded and present. I'm so glad to hear that, Rose. Angela says, definitely much needed. I always look forward to Mondays. And Lakin, again, I'm hoping to pronounce that right, says, I felt higher vibration at first and kept getting stronger, heavy energy. Then for the first time, heard nature sounds like birds and waterfall, and then heard voices for my first time, a lady. It was so blissful. Thank you. I feel more close than I ever felt. Sweet. I'm glad you're having a strong experience, Lakin. That's awesome. And Jan says, thank you and gotta go. It's been nice. Thanks so much for being here, Jan. Really grateful that you showed up. And a little pause here. Anyone else have anything to ask or share? Want to remind you all, we're doing a brand new event on Wednesday, the 5D immersion. So I'm super excited to be doing that for the first time. So hope y'all can make that and take that deep dive with us. And then Thursday night, we're doing the astrology mini readings that I had to cancel a couple of weeks ago because my voice was so terrible. Bree says, I'll be there. So glad. Look forward to seeing you there, Bree. Anybody else before we wrap it up? Stephanie says, I'm going to miss Wednesday. Well, it's okay. It'll be in the archive and it should be nice and strong there too. Again, when I first learned that over 90% of our members never do a live call, I was a little surprised, but then I realized, well, those archive events are powerful. Some people just prefer to do it at their convenience. So whether you're live or on the recording, it's all wonderful. All right, last call for questions or comments before we wrap it up. All right, we'll call it good. Thank you again. So grateful always when y'all show up. It takes all of us to create this field, this container, this service setup. So super grateful that y'all are willing to spend some time and join me here, whether you're live or on the recording. Thanks, everybody, and many blessings to you all. Bye-bye.